the Yankees dominating Major League Baseball like no other, you already know what's going to happen. They're going to win the World Series. They're so good. Judge is playing the best ever. Stan's hitting home runs. Soto's a machine. The defense off the charts. They are so good, dominating whoever they play, and yet the Mets are pathetic. And I don't care that they won 10-4 last night. I mean, the New York Mets are taking bows because they get 14 hits in a game against the Marlins. That's what we got to be excited about. Here's the bottom line. I don't know what you want to do as a Mets fan. I am not lowering my expectations. I never will. And it was supposed to change when Steve Cohen took over. The Mets are supposed to be doing things like the Yankees are doing. You watch these two teams, the difference could not be more significant. One is legit. One is great. One is on their way to winning a World Series. The other is 8 games under .500. And I'm supposed to get excited about Edwin Diaz coming back tonight? Or excited about Francisco Alvarez? Or excited about Daniel Nunez? Think about it. Think about what we've become as Mets fans, how pathetic it is. I'm not lowering the bar. I'm not doing it. I will refuse to do it. 8 games under .500 and people talking playoffs, or we need to see what's going on with this team. Maybe they could go on a little run here against the Bandits. No. And I don't care if they win tonight, win 2 out of 3 against the Marlins. They aren't good. And even if you think they're good, look at them in comparison to the New York Yankees. That's a baseball team. That's how you should be operating. I thought that is what we were going to get once Steve Cohen took over. So here we are, year 4, and the Mets have regressed. And you think I'm supposed to buy into this? Harrison Bader? I mean, come on. Reed Garrett? Think about these guys. Jeff McNeil hitting 9th. Guy won a batting championship a couple years ago. He wins a batting title. He's hitting 9th. Alonso can't get out of his own way. Oh, Francisco Lindor, finally. Nice to see you, Lindor. Mr. June. Season's over. Mets are 11 games under .500 April and May. Here comes Francisco Lindor. Big home run last night. Frankie, way to go. I can't do it. I just can't do it anymore. And I don't understand why others can. Like, I get the idea of being a fan and having hope as a sports fan and wanting to have your team be good. The reality is the Mets did not build this team to be good this year. And if you're choosing to get sucked in, that's on you. They're 8 games under .500. Like, we shouldn't even be talking about them. But the reason why I can't take it is because it's not just the Mets being bad. It's the Yankees being otherworldly. When will it end? When will it end? It was supposed to be over now. They were supposed to be on equal footing after the ownership of Steve Cohen, or at least trying to get to that level. Like, obviously, you can't be on equal footing with the Yankees, who have established themselves, you know, forget about their history, even just go recent history, the last, you know, 30 years, being a team that is always in the postseason, a team that is always .500. Like, at worst, the Yankees finished, what, 88 wins? And yet, here we are as Met fans looking for crumbs like, hey, if we win 2 out of 3 against Florida or Miami, and then maybe, you know, we beat up on the Cubs or the other bad teams coming in, maybe we could get to, I don't know, 4 games under .500? Think about that. At best, how are you going to get to 84 wins? Mathematically, it's impossible with this team. In a bad year, the Yankees won 84 games. Yankees won 84 games. Like, oh, God, Cashman and Boone should be fired. What are they doing? And yet the Mets, it's like, oh, maybe they could piece it together for a nice 84-win season. Get in the playoffs and anything can happen. Enough. I've had it. I've had it. It's enough. And the reason why I'm getting out in front of it today is because it's only going to get worse. You know it. You know the reality. Like, okay, yeah, the Yankees, sure, they have to prove themselves in the postseason. What do you think is going to happen? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Even if Giancarlo Stanton falls off a little bit or somebody gets hurt, Dominguez is coming back. You don't think Brian Cashman is going to go add bullpen arms, multiple arms? You don't think he's going to add a bat, whether it's to replace Rizzo or Gleyber Torres or LeMahieu, whatever it may be? The Yankees are going to do, as they always do, whatever it takes to win. Hey, Juan Soto was available to trade for. One team in this town went and got him. That's the Yankees. The Mets sat back on their hands saying, oh, no, we need to keep these guys. Yeah, they need to keep Clifford and Gilbert and Jet Williams and Acuna. Can't give those guys up. That's the future. Can't give up the prospects. All about the farm system. They're still paying for years of mistakes. And it's a long ways away from getting out of it. But the Yankees had an opportunity to change. Yankees, after missing the postseason, which I still can't even believe happened. Like, think about how many times the Yankees have missed the postseason in your lifetime. Yankees actually missed the playoffs for a year. They go out there and they add immediately. They get the biggest guy that they could get. Juan Soto. And he's been everything that they thought and then some. The perfect Yankee. The perfect complement to this lineup. And the Mets were worried about the prospects instead of getting Soto. And now the idea of Yankees bringing Soto in, not only performing well this particular year, but also getting him used to being in pinstripes, all those different things, which could negate the only thing that the Mets have going for them, Steve Cohen's pockets. He can't even flex his financial muscle, possibly, because Juan Soto has become so accustomed to playing with the Yankees, the almighty great New York Yankees. The Yankees are going to win the World Series. You know it. I know it. It's just a matter of time. Yeah, all right, they have to prove themselves in the postseason. Nobody's beating them in the American League. And in the National League, yeah, the Braves stink. I wasn't even that impressed with the Dodgers. Oh, yeah, you think the Yankees are scared of the Phillies? The Yankees are back. And Mets fans not only have to endure the greatness of the Yankees, and it's not even comparing the two. It's just seeing how one operates, and that's what the Mets should be. If you're a Mets fan, why are you settling for less than? I'm not. I'm not lowering my expectations for anybody. The Mets should be held to the highest of standards. That's what the owner said they were going to be. The highest of standards. They have high expectations. He went out there and tried. He failed. Now they're trying a different way. But I'm not going to accept it. Or at least I'm not getting behind it this year and buying in to, oh, Kodai Senga throwing a bullpen. Well, where is he? Where is he? All of them, top to bottom with that Mets lineup. Nimmo, Lindor, McNeil, Alonso, Marte, trade him while you can. I mean, the Mets better make major changes at the trade deadline. That's what their season's about. And it is very frustrating to sit here and watch these two teams that could not be any more different. I want what the Yankees have. Shouldn't everybody? Shouldn't all sport fans want that? Think about this year that the Yankees are excited or enjoying here. You sit back every night, you put your feet up, you're watching bombs left and right. Judge and Stan hitting them to the fountains in Kansas City against a good ball club. Every pitcher that goes out there does his job. Cody Potato, who the hell is this guy? I don't know, but he'd be an ace on the Mets. Forget about Stroman or Rodon or Luis Gil or Clark Schmidt before he gets hurt or Clay Holmes who can't be touched. It's unbelievable. Everything for the Yankees has gone right. And everything for the Mets, as usual, is going wrong. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT is out today. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I just can't take that we are supposed to accept less than with the New York Mets. They should be held to the... They're in the same league, aren't they? I mean, I know it's American League and National League, but they all play Major League Baseball. They're supposed to be playing Major League Baseball. And I'm supposed to get excited about the Mets because they're playing them all. Schedule softens up. Oh, look, they scored 10 runs against the Marlins. They aren't anywhere near good enough to be taken seriously. And pretty soon, outside of the deadline, the attention is going to turn fully toward the real team in this town. The New York Yankees. Once again, stop me if you've heard this before. You know, not to mention yesterday, the 15-year anniversary of the Luis Castillo drop pop-up. Maybe that's what got the juices flowing for me. But I mean, it's never ending. It's never ending. The hope was that they would change ownership. Then you got that. And now where's the hope? Be patient about the minor leaguers? Some things never change. And unfortunately for Mets fans, the dominance that the Yankees have in this town over the Mets. And by the way, Subway Series coming up in a couple of weeks. The first installment of it. Wonder what's in store for that one. The Yankees' dominance in this town and doing things the right way, that's what the Mets should be learning from. And actually apply it. If you're a Mets fan and you're not watching the Yankees, good for you. But if you're watching both these teams, one is actually playing Major League Baseball at the highest of levels, and the other, I don't know what they're doing.